Hello, everybody. This is the first episode of something I like to call Derg Boy Bits. They're very short videos or podcasts about just different topics I want to talk about. Something that I can't cover an entire episode on, but it's enough to where I could just give you an opinion and get it off my chest. So this little bit is about Resident Evil on Netflix that released not too long ago. So I watched the entire show, and I have to say, it's not bad. In fact, it's somewhat pretty decent in a way. My biggest gripe about this show is it should not have been involved with anything Resident Evil related. The show itself would have been so much better if it was just an original TV series with a different title and no references to Resident Evil events or Raccoon City with Wesker. None of that. This show would have stood on itself by it, like, you know, it should have been just an original TV series with zombies and all that stuff, right? And changed a couple of characters, changed their names, changed certain monsters that appear, and it would have been a great show. I would have loved it. But the fact that it was just called Resident Evil, it was just, I think it was just a publicity thing just to get attention to the show, because it had something to do with Resident Evil, but otherwise it didn't have much else to it. And what I'm really confused by, now, this is going to be a spoiler, so I should have mentioned this in the beginning of the episode, so from now on, if you have not seen Resident Evil, I'm going to spoil it for you right now, so here we go. The fact that we have Albert Wesker, now, they say he died, yes, okay, but before he died, he made clones of himself. Why? And they were nothing like the original villain. One guy was normal. The other one was like scared. The other one was goofy. But the weirdest thing of all was that they got Lance Reddick to play Wesker. He's a great actor and everything. But why are we changing the characters based on their gender and or race? Why? Like, why can't we just stick to the original design of that character and just choose an actor that can perfectly portray them? That's just my personal opinion, right? So, anyway, besides that, my other gripe with this show was, I think really just that one episode with the clones. And once that episode hit, I'm like, what is this goofy stuff that's going on right now? But the rest of the show wasn't bad. I could tolerate all 8 episodes. And, you know, they might make a second season. Personally, I hope not. I don't think it deserves a second season, but it'd be interesting to see what happens. Now, I'm really afraid of what they're going to do later on. I'm hoping there's not going to be a moment where, like, a season 2 trailer drops, and the main character, you know, Jade, you know, and she walks up and she sees a woman, and she goes, "What's your name?" And this girl goes, "My name is Redfield." Like, they just changed Chris Redfield into a woman or something. I know that's going to happen. But, yeah. Just a quick bit. Resident Evil, not a bad show. If you're a Resident Evil fan, you might not like it that much. But on its own, it's pretty decent. Better than Welcome to Raccoon City, that's all I could say. So again, I hope everyone enjoyed this little quick bit of Resident Evil. And have a good night, or have a good day. Dark Boy out.